push Buffalo and other allies marched down Perry Street Wednesday, from the Commodore Perry low-income housing complex to the headquarters of Buffalo's economic development offices at 95 Perry Street. The route wasn't random. Marchers like Elizabeth McGriff of Citywide Tenant Union of Rochester are asking New York State to provide more funding for public, affordable housing and less funding to private, wealthy real estate developers.
Our community has suffered where investors have pretty much run our government. We need to change that.
They're demanding the state legislature pass a fair eviction bill, invest $3 billion annually in affordable housing, and eliminate the controversial 485A and 421A tax breaks for property developers. They worry about gentrification as downtown Buffalo continues its economic revitalization. Linda Abernathy, who lives at the Perry Projects, says residents worry their home will be sold to make way for more development, like a new stadium for the Buffalo Bills.
Governor Cuomo gave all this money for these buildings, but just down the street is prime property. Do they want low-income people living there?
No!
John Washington, co-director of organizing for Push Buffalo, says it's just the start of the group's advocacy efforts as they head towards the new legislative session in January.
We're going to have to go every month. We're going to have to go for the budget hearings. We're going to have to go for the legislative session because last year what we won was a warning shot.
Yes.
And now the real estate lobby is on notice. Our developer in chief is on notice. All his Buffalo minions are on notice.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.